Okay, we're up to Klach of Zayin Ois Yud. Basar Adam, human flesh. Haparish v'menu kishul chai, osur b'achila min ha-toira. Is osur b'achila midairaisa. B'isar ha-sei, diksiv zayis ha-chai, ha-shatayich l'ushar ha-seh. Yeshlai medavke elu. You're only allowed to eat kosher animals. Avaloi dover acher. V'lav haba mechlal asay asay. Now he says some that it's aser. I think I mentioned the other day that this is machlekes the Rambam and the Rosh. If basar adam is mutter or aser min atayra. And he says some that it's aser. I mentioned to Rabbi Yaakov has something. It bothers me. I can't find it. Rabbi Yaakov has a shtickle on this, where he says that certain things are awesome and I tell you, even if they're not preferish lavim and assays. And he says, according to everybody, is this, they're right to teach basar adam, to teach human flesh. Yeah, this chai adam is not giving a pasuk favor in a chai, actually. He's giving a pasuk on basar adam in all cases, it's true. The thing is, a mace is also, what?
Even if there's a kosher shrit.
Even kosher shchita, that's right. Even you check for treifas. You see, a dead body, there's a separate iser. On a dead, on a corpse, there's a heck is sham sham leg la rufa. Can't have enough from a dead body. But tomah sham miriam, so we make a heck is sham sham teg la rufa, that just like a glarufa is also bahana, so too a body is also bahana. Now whether that includes, what? If it's asa b'hano, it's only asa b'achila, right? Right, it's even asa b'hano, it's only asa b'achila. So, there's a kasha, Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked in a tshuva, how could anybody get paid for being a member of a chevra kadisha or burying a body? You're nehena from a guf of a mace. So how could anybody get paid for burying a mace? You're having enough from the mace. The mace wouldn't be, you wouldn't get paid. Great kasha, no? What's wrong with the guys? Having enough from the mace? If you have Yisuri Anoy, you get paid for storing it. That would be awesome. Anyway, there's a very nice Shtikl Torah. If it's Rabbi Kivayis Kavan, I'm not sure. The Mayadim is Manim. What? Yeah, but the question is someone who gets paid for it. Someone gets paid for watching a mace. So he's getting enough from the mace. Now I get paid for watching Chometz. Anyway, he says, the way the Ma'adam Zmanim says it, I don't know if Rabbi Kivayis is saying it, he says there are two types of Yisurei Hanoah. There are things that are also Bahanoah because the Torah considers them disgusting. And there are things that are also Bahanoah because the Torah considers them holy. Like Kutch, like Hegdish. Hegdish is also Bahanoah. But it's not also Bahanoah because the Torah holds it disgusting. No, it's also Bahanoah because it's such a halakha thing that a human, ordinary person shouldn't have benefit. So he says you're allowed to get paid for watching an animal of Hegdish. The Issa Hanoah is a din in the guf of the Hegdish. It's not Issa Hanoah because you have to be marchiket. So when you have something that's very kadosh, like you're saying a body, the Issa on the human body is because of Kedusha. So there you're allowed to get paid for watching it. The Shein Kain, something that's disgusting, like Chometz on Pesach, or Basar B'Cholav, Orla, these things you not have enough from because they're disgusting. You can't even get paid for it. You know that benefit from it. That's the chilek he makes. There is a machlokes in the Paiskim if this applies to a non-Jewish body as well. There's the Issa Hanoah from the body of someone who's not a Jew. The pasuk is Vatomash Miriam, learning off of Miriam, who is Jewish. So it's interesting, there's a tshuva. No, any body, any human body could be holy. You can have, it's on the camera. So there, the machlokes has to do with Goliath. Because David says to Goliath, I'm going to kill you and give your flesh for the birds to eat. Birds eat flesh? Anyway, so it says, maybe, yeah, they do, okay. Vultures.
Condor.
Yosef in the dream. They eat bread.
Maybe he meant to say it's what I'm at.
Flesh.
Flesh.
Really? No, paid off his basket. The baker got a bad enough deal after start off with his flesh. But the we'll check the chumash. It's the end of the parasha. You always get there. But it, there is the chalukah dais if it applies to a non-Jewish body. And there's an interesting tshuva. It's not one that you want to discuss at the Shabbos table, but the Shlus Yaakov has a tshuva about belts that were made out of the skin of humans. In war, Kingdom A defeated Kingdom B, and they took the bodies of the defeated kingdom, and they made belts out of the skin. So he was asked if it's mutar b'hanah. See, it's interesting. He says the halacha is it's also b'hanah, about geisha body. But the halacha is kibush mocham is kaina. When you capture someone in battle, you're kaina. He says it applies even to the bodies. And then they have a din eved, and the gufa eved is mutar. Yes, yeah, that's his truva. Oh, that's a great shikol Torah. The arlos plishtim. It says that, very good. It says that Shaul, when David killed Goliath, Shaul had promised his daughter to David. So he really wasn't so interested. So he told David, you have to give a kedushin 100 arlos plishtim. So the Gemara says, lamai chazi, has he worth a pruta? What are you going to do with 100 arlos plishtim? So the Gemara says, chazi l'shunra, you can give it to a cat. Cats like to eat skin, flesh. So David went, and he got, you know, he like, with your father-in-law, you got to show him. So Shaul had in mind, get 100 arlos plishtim. Now, not like the plishtim, we would do it willingly. So Shaul was hoping that David would get killed, or at least he'd chicken out. In the meantime, he came back with 200 arlos plishtim, and his Makadishar, very romantic kedushin. 200 arlos plishtim, he was Makadishar. Not just the 200, but he also, Makadishar, he was owed money by Shaul for killing Goliath. Goliath had planned and promised to Ein Rav. He's Makadishar with 200 arlos plishtim, plus your father doesn't have to give you the money. So, that's his Makadishar, Bepruta, Milvo Pruta. So the Kasha is, like those who hold that the skin of a dead body is also Ba'anah, how can you Makadishar with arlos plishtim? Meteretz?
He said, it's
Kibush Mahama. He captured them. The Kibush Mahama was one teretz, okay. The teretz that we said from there, I think the Lecha Mishnah, yeah. But for Keret, that's our Shaul's plan. For David to kill 200 Pelishtim, for him wasn't that hard. But now, he had to take the Arlas off while they were alive. So he had to beat them up and not kill them and get the Arlas off. So that was a much more challenging task. So that was the sort of Shtikl Torah why, how the Arlos plishtim worked. Okay, but anyway, that's totally the machlokes. If it's mutabano, asabano, because the Gemara says chazi l'shuni, you can feed it to a cat. Okay, anyway, this is all basar adam, which, with all the depravity of our generation, has not yet become a delicacy.
Dealing in body parts is
dealing for, I mean, for a transplant.
Yeah.
The fact is that most of us hold that the body part is removed while the mace is alive. So it's not an issue. The
organ donors, they do it right after, right?
Once the organ is, a cell is dead, it can never be brought to life again. Once the cellular life of an organ is dead, it's not possible to transfer. It can transfer it, but nothing's going to happen. They have to do it while it's alive. So the death was redefined as what they call the Harvard criteria. They have criteria for brain death, which allows the organs to still be alive. And that's where the whole machlokes comes, where I think most of the, certainly of the Haredi world holds, that's not death, you're killing the person. And those who hold the smuta hold that it does define death. But the if they're matirit, they must also be cost and fascist. But otherwise, they do transplant corneas from bodies, which is nothing new for cost and fascist. And fiol sasabano, it's sasabano. Okay, Yud Aleph. Did he katar and gailas vipila beya mavula kamal klala metesim in Zion? Alright, we'll get to the dinim of someone who hits a chicken and causes it to lose its egg. prematurely. So I hope it doesn't happen till we get there to anybody here. Yud Beis, call Basa Hanimtz. Okay, we get to the sugya Basa Shenisalam in Ayin. Call Basa Shenimtz Baby Shuk Baby Anachri Beir Shereiv Atabachim Yisraelim. If you find meat in a city where most butchers are kosher, B'nei Brak, you find meat. Most butchers of B'nei Brak are kosher. Mutter, does Lina Achar Raiv? You're allowed to eat the meat because you go buster called the parish Maruba parish. Aval chachamim osru. I fill up a makim shekalam eichim, vashechtim Yisraelim. Even a place where they're all kosher. Vafili yedua bavadei shalokach nochim Yisrael buster kosher. Kivan shenela me einav, osam shem buster shen the salmon ayin. Midrabanan, they asked meat that was the salmon ayin. Vafili ala kech buster vidicha bibesa, vinelam an ayin, osam midrabanan. If you buy meat and you put it in your house without any simen and you don't watch it, this first sheet that he's bringing holds that it's also midrabanan. The chashinan shemashrotzim va'ayfes hivim u'makim acher. Yeah, this chash. The sheet, this the two sheets in the Gemara. He's going on the first sheet in the Gemara that holds bashus in the salmon ayin is absolutely yasser. If it's remotely possible that it was switched, even if a bird would have had to come in and switch it, it's also asr, even though birds don't typically, they might swipe meat, they don't usually switch meat. Yeah. In theory, the bird had to have one in his mouth, say this one's better, drop one, take the other, and they have to be the same cut of meat. So, it's not that we're really chashish it happens, it's that it's a categorical asr, isr, that if you don't watch the meat, and you don't have a simen, it's asr. Chashina sher, v'shrotzim v'ayif, is evil v'akim acher, elam ken hayaloi by simen. Or if he could recognize it, bevada with certainty. And anybody's believed to say he recognizes it, or that it was tied and sealed. If it's hanging from the ceiling, we're not chayshish that it was switched. Remember the old, fruit store scales used to hang from the ceiling and used to put things in to weigh them. So that's what this is. The Gemara describes something hanging from the ceiling. And there, creatures can't switch it because they can't get to it. So there, when Achayshish, they switched it. Unless Gaim walk around it. Aval, Tola Kli Mali Chatichais. If he hung from the ceiling a keli with many pieces of meat, V'nishbra Kli V'nafla Chatichais La'aretz, and it fell, Ubal matzu chatichais, veinle bem le sima le tviyasayin, osir, shari yesh loimar, it's possible, shachatichas shari bakli, gorrei sheretz, vizeh bachar basar acher. And it's a different piece of meat. So this shita, which we'll call the first shita, holds that any basar shari the salmon ayim is osir, ubehema shleima, and if it's a complete animal, nechluku achrayinim. Kain sasim besiyasim b'shulchan aruch. That is the first shita in Shulchan Aruch. The Svaradim hold of the shita that all basish in the Salman Aim is usr. If you're eating on your porch, you have your plate and you have your steak and your grill, and you said, oh, let me go in and get some ketchup, the meat becomes usr. And even the porch has no access to the street, the meat becomes usr. Any meat that's not watched by a Jew is usr. What should you do? You should make a simen. Before you run into the house, take a piece of paper and attach it to the piece of meat, with a toothpick or something. And attach it. Because according to the Shitas HaBeis Yosef, which is Rav in the Gemara, it's Machlokes Rav and Levi, any basa that's left not watched is osur. Because of the Yesh Matirin. Now we get, what? Kula. Then the Beis Yosef holds that meat that's left is osur. If it's a complete slaughtered animal, then dechleku. You see, the first shita holds, Boshan Salman is also, if it's remotely possible that it was switched. The other shita, we know, it has to be probable that it was switched. I shouldn't say probable, but it has to be at least within the bounds of realistic that it was switched. So, Behem Shleima, there are those who hold, there's no also, it's a Boshan Salman at all, because it's not shkiach for birds, ifis, to switch it, we say, if you find shchita, even if it's a different animal, if it's shechted, that we assume it's a properly shechted animal, because who shechts? Only people who are trained in shchita. You're going to raise eggs. Now the second shchita.
They're cooking in the kitchen, and then the phone rings, you go to the other room to pick it up.
What does Faradim do if they're cooking in the kitchen? They go in the other room to. He has to be nicker. It has to be recognizable. I think half cooked meat is probably recognizable. What? Sure it is. He says even in the house.
The windows are closed. If there's
a critter could have gone crawling up. Yeah. Because of the Yesh Vatirin, Levi, he's right. He has to worry about it. We Ashkenazim have a kula. Sfar, there are plenty of kulas here in Basra Salman, and we're Mekel. Yesh batir in Basra Salman, ayim, and mosi, bebakim, shenichai, belashinai. If it's not disturbed, you assume it's the same piece of meat. I feel uroif to have toif chay nochrim. Even most of the meat in town is non-kosher. Damrinan, hi, achaticha shalakach. We assume it's the same piece of meat that you brought. Aval im loy mosi, bebakim, shenichai, if it was disturbed. Shinicha, a fill of ba'ise ba'is, even in the house, but the meat was disturbed. Kim di esh reyesa, chashinon la'arvin u'kiyaitza ba'i. Since there's a reyesa that the meat was disturbed, u'chayshish for birds, or something similar, shema hechlifu, v'tzar simen oitvi esayin. V'davka bi'ir sh'arayv taiv chay nachrim. Like us, only in a city where I butchers agayim. Chashin shema, arvin lakhu ba'ise ir. Because even if the bird switched it, he would have switched it with another piece of meat from the city, which is mostly treif. Aval ir sharayv tavche Yisrael muter dochashin and shema arvin lachol meyaisei yair. The chashin and shema arvin lachol meyaisei yair. They saved the same city. Aval ir sharayv tavche Yisrael muter. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Dochashin and shema viya b'makim acher. V'misupik u'b'makim shenichay alai aser. So the din is this: to be aser, it has to be two things. It has to be to have been disturbed. And it has to be a city where most meat is not kosher. In such a case, it's aser. Because of Ramosh, Kedah Midig Lahokal Kesvarizim. That's how we hold. We hold that when that stamazai chayshish, that it was switched. And that meat that was left is muttering on your porch. You want to go in and get ketchup, it's okay. Vafilu b'hoya b'yad ha-nochri, b'mokim shakol ha-moichim, ayrubei heim Yisrael ma-moichim la-oilam, rak basa kosher, even if you find it in the hands of a guy, aval lepam imaychem treifa us. But if the guy would have gone in, they would have sold him treifa. It's us. Okay. The halacha is in a city that roiv meat is kosher. If you're walking in the street and you find a bag and you open the bag and inside there's a frankfurter with a bun, that you're allowed to eat it. If roiv meat in the city, we say call the parish meruba parish. And that you're allowed to eat it. There's no dinner buster for the Solomon Ayin. That's the rule. If a guy bought it in a city where kosher meat is more expensive, such as the way it is today, so then we assume, even a rive tabachim Yisrael, we assume that the guy got non-kosher meat because he wouldn't spend extra money on kosher meat. But otherwise it's mutter. Now it is a tricky question of how far do you go in judging rive. If you find something in the corner of J and Coney Island Avenue, so the city is mostly non-kosher meat. But most meat that traffics past that spot is kosher meat, I'm assuming. So the Gemara has a machlokes, if Rav Akariv, Hochad Achar Akariv, whether when you have a case where most of the meat in the city is treif, but most of the meat that comes in, that's in proximity to this spot, is kosher, whether you could be Mekel, and we're Machmir on Raiva Karev, to my recollection.
We're not Mekel.
We're Machmir. We go Basar Raiv, not Basar Karev. So. That's a very good point. If it's found in a kosher delight bag, I would think that Raiv meat found in kosher delight bags is kosher meat. Yeah, no, that would be different. It would be different. You know, remember when we were kids, they used to have, we used to go into the kosher places, they used to have napkins with things like Burger King on them. You remember? They used to have the tray for napkins. But they got closeouts, yeah. So, okay. Today it has to be tricolor, you understand, to be.
That's really a certain way. It's not a seal, but in a certain way.
It's not a seal, I'll tell you. If you give something to a guy to deliver, it has to have seals. It has to be double sealed. Because there, the guy is responsible for it. If he eats it, he's going to have to replace it. If you find meat in the street, if a guy finds it, he's not going to replace it. He'll just eat it. If you leave meat people ask me, they have a common refrigerator at work. And they put a meat sandwich, they didn't make a simen. L'chatchil, you should make a simen. Two simanim. If you didn't make a simen, it's mutter, because if a guy's gonna take it, he's not gonna switch it. Why would he switch it? If he'll take it, he'll take it. If he doesn't take it, he won't take it. There's nothing to do with switching. There's no reason for him to switch. Years ago, someone called me, they made a meat order, and the meat was left on the front stoop. And he questioned whether it was two simanim. So Rav Palm said that it's okay. If a guy's gonna take it, he's gonna take it. Why is a guy gonna switch it? It should be properly sealed. Usually they have the meat in this package and tape around the bag. But certainly, why would a guy switch your meat? Why, he would take your meat. He wouldn't switch your meat. And that's according to us, according to the Ashkenazi.
Only your guy is delivering because he has to replace it.
Right. Well, the guy's responsible for it, so he would have to replace it. That's what we're
talking about.
Yes, certainly. It applies to, chatichas dag, and, basar, and chechavis is the abbreviation. Things ain't double simon. Chavis, ches, beis, yud, saf, chatichas dag, a piece of fish, a whole fish that you can see the scales is water. Only a piece of fish. Ches, beis is basar, yud is yayin, needs a double simon. And tough is tchelas, which today we either do or don't have. But when he was doing the wine presentation here, I wanted to point out that the corks are a simen. The stuffing of the cork, even if it would be a blind cork, would be a simen. They put tape over it. But the cork itself has is written on with the name of the company or a picture of grapes or whatever it has, and that makes it into a double simen. But to finish, after the parentheses, "Nimsa gavina v'sakin a kiyotzabai halchen achar mitzuyin sham." Afilu roiv ha'ir v'ashuk nachrim roiv ha'mitzuyin sham Yisrael lemutter. He's saying you go according to what's mitzuy there, the opposite of what I just said. He says, "Nimsa gavina Again, we go according to people found there. If most people found at that spot are Jews, it's motiv. And most of the people found the Agayim, if they both found, you can't determine which is most. If they're equal or it's not determinable, so you go, Basarayv of the city. If they're similar in the city, then it's Aser. Okay, I have to double check what the Hagdara here is. He's passing that you do go Basarayv of the city. Okay. Ubisakin Kharitse Hakalov Vade have a simon lahati a full bumakum shiroiv nachrim.
If he cuts it in a certain way, it's also a simon.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
I guess so, that's what he's saying. Ubeislachim Yuda Khalak Azeva Kaponim Bahagolov Vade Mutter Ayn Sham. A sakin that's marked as Kholov. A goita has other problems, a bishalakum. That's the main problem. Having a goita in the house is a problem of bishalakum. She cooks eggs, and it's a problem.
What about the fact that the bussish
is on the So you have to tell the goita, if you want the meat, you can have it. So you have to tell her.
What?
If you want meat, you can eat whatever you want. So you have to tell her. Otherwise, it's a problem. What's the problem? What?
I mean, I don't know what people do. I mean, people have boxes.
Really?
No, it's not, I mean, I've heard.
They need locks on the stoves. Some people do, most people don't.
No, but I don't know that. Bosom and Shemesh Alman and Ayan.
Okay.
I know people who have locks on.
Have locks on. Halavai. Halavai. Your gimel and yech yud chatichas amotzach tes. You left 10 pieces, found 9. Imei bilti mekusharim. If they're independent pieces, vader loy chashina. We don't say that all 10 were taken and 9 were put back. Avalei mekusharim. But if it's a bundle of 10, you come back and find a bundle of 9. Yeshlochish lahachmiya biyir of sharif tabachim nachrim. Wechayshish that the bundle of 10 was taken and a bundle of 9 was put in its place. If it's raiv nachrim. But obviously if most of the city is kosher meat, it's not a problem. Yudalek Keteira im Shuman Shinishra Bein Nachrim, a pot with fat that was left among the Gaim, Ukvalok Chisol Echem and Ashuman Bekaf, and some was taken out with a spoon, Ukshuza Keteira im Ashuman Hika Yisrael Haguma Shabishuman, Shinil Kachbisham. He recognizes where he spooned out the fat earlier, Hashuman Mutter, the Zahavat Viasayin. It's considered recognizing. The fats, which are not easily switched from one keli to another, tviyasayin on the keli is good enough.